If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
It is important that you demonstrate gentleness. Why? Because God is a gentle God. I know the Bible portrays him as a consuming fire, and I know he's going to throw everybody who's not written in the book of life into the lake of fire. Doesn't mean he won't do it. It's just God is just not this. He's not this being who stands around looking to beat up on you and thump you every time you do something wrong, or else I wouldn't be here today. And so we demonstrate gentleness and goodness. Now, the last three are the ones that we demonstrate for ourselves. These are selfward. The first three are Godward, the second three are manward, and the third of the nine is for us, and that's faithfulness. We must demonstrate faithfulness, and it's good for you to be faithful. Let me explain faithfulness. It means being on time. It means being trustworthy. It means that you are someone we can count on. Amen. So you're faithful. You're faithful. Meekness, it's something that you demonstrate. It's saying that I'm not going to allow myself to become arrogant. Amen. People see me at Dave and Buster's. I would go in there and I like to play the sniper games. You know, kill me. I was a Marine. And so I go in there and I like to play those shoot 'em up games. And I'm in there playing and somebody will inevitably walk up and say, "Oh, Bishop Lambert, what you doing in here?" And I say, "The same thing you are. Killing electronic zombies. I didn't think you'd be in here. The way the Lord used you." Well, you know what? I don't walk in that all the time. I'm sorry. I'm going to have fun. This anointed apostolic prophet rides the Hulk at Universal. Amen. And I ride Transformers and Spider-Man. And I laugh and I cry. I am not some walking Bible. I go to Phillies games. So I got a lot of compassion. But I only go for the food. And so meekness is not... it's not walking around like you're a victim. You enjoy life. Come on. God made beaches. Now, I might not be a beach person. I like it, but I'm not a beach person. Sister Lambert's a beach person. She took me on a beach one day, and I grudgingly went, because the Bible says husbands obey your wives. So I grudgingly went, and she had me out on the beach all day. All day. I'm talking about from the time it was about 10 o'clock when we got it, and we were on it all day, and she was in her world. Come on, let's walk up the beach. Why? There's just more sand and water and people. Why can't I just sit here? No, come on. And then she'll say, "Look at the beautiful waves, and look at what God has done." Well, you and God go walking up the beach. But I'll go, and I walk up the beach. And inside, way deep inside that she can't see, I'm like, "Boy, this is pretty nice." I don't tell her because then she'll ask me. So I just, praise the Lord. "Oh, this is pretty nice." See, God says you need a helper, right? Yes. All right. So God gives you somebody that'll help you grow and evolve, okay? So God has created all this stuff. God's created the ocean so you can cruise. He created the mountains so you could ski. And you think meekness means you just stay stuck in the concrete jungle and just praise the Lord and speak in tongues and don't do anything else. That's not salvation. That's not life. Even Jesus went on vacation. That's where he was when Lazarus was sick. And Jesus didn't answer his cell phone. He just stayed on vacation. You let me try that. You lead the church. I tried to call the pastor. I wanted him to come back and perform my funeral. And the last one is the one that we struggle with, and if it were sin, if it were damnable sin, we'd all go to hell. And that is self-control. Self-control. The King James calls it temperance. And the inability to control oneself is where we desperately need help from the Holy Spirit. Self-control for big things starts in self-control in small things. You say, "Oh, I can't control my flesh. I find that I fall into sexual sin all the time." Okay, let's back way up. Can you control your eating? No. Can you control your drinking? No. Well, then, if you can't control those little things, you're not going to control your sexual desires. Self-control is not dedicated to large things. Can you control your tongue when it's time to backbite? No, I'm not going to. Nope, you're not going to make me talk about my brother or sister. I'm not doing it. When you control yourself, James says that the tongue is an unruly member that is set on fire by fires of hell. Solomon writes in the Proverbs that the person that can control his own spirit is mightier than one who rules a city. And so when we talk about temperance and the need of the Holy Spirit, we begin to understand that all nine of these characteristics make up your character. Christian character has nothing to do with memorization of scriptures or the ability to quote them verbatim. No, Christian character is loving your enemies. Christian character is submitting to your husband. Your husband says, we're going to so-and-so church because this is where the Lord is blessing and the power of God is there. You don't say, I ain't going. Not according to Ephesians 5. You submit. Amen, amen. Why my amens die? But I want to go where the Lord is leading me. And there's just too much of that today. Too much of the man going where the woman wants them to go. There's no leadership anymore.
Yeah.
The day would not come when I would go to a church and Sister Lambert wouldn't be with me. The day wouldn't come. It just won't happen. I don't even need to go to God. I don't need to go to God. It's not her character. She said, that's where my husband wants to go. That's what we do. And that wasn't, you know, something that just appeared overnight. That takes years of the Holy Spirit. Just like now, she'll give me her pocketbook. We'll be in a store. She'll say, can you hold this for me? Right? Big, strong man. Right? I'm holding the pocketbook. That didn't happen overnight. Believe me, it didn't happen overnight. It took years. Years of connection, of cleaving. To get to the weaving. See, so I'm not standing here saying that you walk out of here today totally submissive, but at least you walk out of here today acknowledging that I need to change. Why do I need to change? Let me show you real quick, and I'm gonna close. Why do I need to change? Why is the character so important? Hear me. The Holy Spirit comes to develop character for a specific purpose. Where's my passage? 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm not done with the fruit of the Spirit. I'm going to come back to that. But I want to give you this part. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now, the passage will be from verses 1 through 30. So we take in the whole chapter. But why did I spend so much time on the character? Because now we're going to get into the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And here's what happens. The Holy Spirit has the task of energizing what Jesus built. Keep your finger there in 1 Corinthians. Travel over to Ezekiel 37. You ready?
Yes.
Ezekiel 37, verse 9. Ezekiel 37, verse 8. And I beheld, lo, the sinew, muscles, and the flesh came upon them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the wind, Prophesy, son of man, say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, breathe upon these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them. They lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Now, in other words, God shows Ezekiel that the bones come together through prophetic utterance. Skin and muscle comes on the body, but there's no spirit in them. Jesus saved us. Jesus connected us and made us his body, but we need the Holy Spirit to energize us. Amen. So the first thing he works on is character. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Don't touch what is unclean. I will have relationship with you, and you will be my sons and daughters. There it is again, family. And I will be a what? Father to you. There it is, family. Amen. Okay, so Jesus says, I want this church to be the vessel, to be the instrument, to be the vehicle, to carry who I am out into the world and all the nuances of my kingdom. How do I do that? Well, first, I have to get their character right, right? So they have to live for me. I have to purge them of old ways, old theories, old doctrines, old attitudes, and I have to get them into my way of thinking so that when I flow through them, they won't become judgmental, they won't be pharisaical, and they won't be arrogant. In short, they will change the culture, and the culture will not change them. But that's a character issue. That's a character issue. People who want accolades, people who want to be noticed, people who want fame, people who want celebrity, they have character issues. I heard a famous preacher on a television interview was talking about his fall, and he told the commentator, he said, I was all right till I let them make a celebrity of me. Flesh can't handle celebrity status. See, people think I'm trying to be, you know, rude when I say don't clap for me. I'm not trying to be rude. I don't trust flesh. I don't want it to get the smell of being lifted. I know you love me, and I know you appreciate the gift that God has given. And I know you want to acknowledge what God has given. But when I say cut it off, cut it off. I'm not insecure. I just don't trust flesh.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
07516A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60. Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Bethel Christian Academy of Wincote has begun open enrollment for the 2016-2017 school year. Affiliated with the Association of Christian Schools International, this Christ-centered academy prepares children, grades K through 5, for educational excellence. Bethel Christian Academy of Wincote provides a Christ-centered curriculum, a state-of-the-art mobile computer lab, physical education, a STEAM focus on science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, music and interactive Spanish classes, as well as before and after school care, and much, much more. The Academy also offers affordable tuition and payment plans, and a 10% discount for all Bethel Deliverance International Church members. To enroll your child or for additional information, call 215-885-2585. Bethel Christian Academy of Wincote. Investing in lives today, ensuring bright futures tomorrow.